This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Attention, 97.3 The Fan listeners.
If you're drowsy, sluggish, or feeling fatigued, you're about to get your afternoon boost with Tony Quinn Jr.
That gorilla is way faster. He can do things with his feet and hands that if he tries to shoulder up with the silverback, he's probably breaking his clavicle. That's all muscle. There's no fat at all.
Chris Ello.
There was three versions of King Kong, but I think the gorilla won each time.
And Matt Scraby.
About an hour in, he goes to use the bathroom, and when he stood up, the nuclear cloud of butt dust was released, and it smelled worse than a porta potty baking in the sun all day.
Don't blame us for any side effects.
You thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance.
Gwen and Chris are ready to go.
Hour number two here on Gwen and Chris. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Frank Marchese filling in for Matt Scraby. And just kind of talking some baseball in general in that last segment. We got a little Daily Gambit headed your way. Still currently waiting for lineups. At least I haven't seen one. Have you guys seen one yet?
I have not. Okay. I have not. Mike Schilt normally calls me just before he calls you with the lineup, Tony. So as soon as I get it.
Is that right?
Yeah, you know, I haven't spoken to Mike Schilt since last playoffs when he made fun of my question. I think it was. I don't remember it.
Refresh my memory on this one.
I don't know. I asked him what his pitching plans were going forward, and he said, "You know, I'm not going to tell you that. Why are you even asking?" I think that's what it was. Something like that. Anyway, yes, I miss Mike. I'm sure he misses me.
Yes, we'll get Mike.
He was getting a little agitated. I want to say agitated is the wrong word. Was everybody getting a little though, just frustrated with the strike zone of the home plate umpire yesterday?
Oh yes, man. Malachi was not having a great day behind.
He was not having a great day back
there.
And
it was both sides, but it was nonetheless. It was still frustrating, even though it was both sides. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
He called one that was about a baseball off. He wouldn't call one that was like on the corner. He called one that was like three baseballs in.
He was way off all day long.
It was inconsistent.
Agreed. Yeah. And I thought that I'm always on Vasquez's case for walks, but I'm telling you, he was getting a little squeezed there.
For sure.
I got to be honest with you. I'm not blaming Vasquez yesterday. I'm really not.
I was about to say that was to me that looked and felt different than the other starts in which he walked. Too many guys. You know
I
what
agree.
I'm saying?
He made a terrible pitch to McCutcheon. I can't take that back.
No,
I mean, he hung that curve. But, yeah, the walks, I didn't blame him for yesterday. All right, so I wasn't alone there.
Steven Kolick, Logan Webb, face off here tonight. I believe it's what's today? Today's Monday?
I believe so, Tony.
Today is Monday. Never mind. I'm thinking a little series ahead. We got a Roku, I think, on Friday game against Milwaukee.
What?
I think there's a Roku? Sunday one. Yeah.
Man.
I think there's a Saturday. I think two of those games are national implicated games, I think, or something like that.
Yeah. I love the national TV.
Y'all.
Well, I mean, you know, I like to watch you and Donnie, by the way. Good job over the weekend.
Thank you.
And I got to say this. One thing that you both do, Mark does the same thing. But you guys do a hell of a job of calling the game and not getting, what should I say, not slipping down the rabbit hole when the team is down 4-1 in the sixth inning and it looks like they're going to lose again.
Yeah.
You guys somehow, you know, they show a shot of you in the booth. You guys are laughing and smiling, looking at the Tatis bobblehead. And I'm like, what are you guys laughing about? We're losing 4-1.
I'm sure you're not the only one saying that.
Right.
Kind of thing,
yeah, I know. But you guys do a good job of keeping it alive.
I'm becoming more comfortable on, you know, pointing out things when I see it, as opposed to just kind of going with the flow. Like, there's a point where O'Neill Cruz, he made a nice play, took a line drive away from somebody in the left center field gap. And, you know, I kind of caught he wasn't ready. Like, his right foot, he got set, and his right foot was still in the air as the ball was hit. And so he had to wait until that foot planted and took off. And, like, pointing those kind of things out is starting to become a little bit more comfortable to me now.
Well, so that and the
thank you for the compliment, sir.
You're welcome. O'Neill Cruz, by the way, his athleticism can make up for a lot of stuff.
His athleticism did make up for a lot of stuff.
I don't know how he got over there to that. Well, the one in left center that he backhanded, is that the one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, he had no chance when that ball was hit.
When I tell you that I watched, and, you know, I have a good buddy that's their hitting coach, that I pointed out. He got ready on multiple occasions as a center fielder. And, like, you know how you got the kind of left, right, you know, ready. I'm ready. He's going left, step left, step right, I'm ready. He stepped left in the ball, and his right foot was still in the air. And I can't remember who hit that ball. It was a bullet in the left center. And his height and his speed were able to catch it. Now, if he's like 6 foot, that ball gets over his head. It's in the gap. It doesn't nothing he could do about it. But considering he's 6'7" or whatever he is, man.
No kidding.
That height is a major, major weapon.
The other thing I noticed about O'Neill Cruz over the weekend.
He's got a good eye, too, around the plate, too,
yes,
by the way.
He doesn't swing at bad pitches, but he doesn't even get ready to run when he's standing at first base. If you're the pitcher and you look over, you're like, he's not going anywhere. He's not even ready. And then the next thing you throw the pitch and he's at second base. And you're like, well, how did that happen?
96%, woo, 97%, something like that is crazy.
I know.
All right, let's get to this Daily Gambit.
Yep.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Daily Gambit. Everybody gamble responsibly. Look, this whole segment is honestly about being responsible with this. We have fun picking the games. Don't do stupid stuff out there with your money and throw it away on gambling. Frank and I, over the weekend, Frank was 4-2. I was 3-3. Frank, you get nothing for it.
What bets did I make?
I'm not going through them all.
I don't even remember.
I'll tell you one of the ones you won. You picked Indiana -4 against your Knicks.
Oh, that's right. I did do
yes,
that.
Yes, you did.
That was one of them.
All right.
Yeah,
had the nerve to wear a New York shirt the next following day in here right now. Come on.
I guess the only black shirt I had that didn't look like a tarp over me.
You are not a representative of the Knicks anymore after you.
No, you've given up
grandstanding
on
the other day.
Okay.
Not happy with you, Frank.
Let's talk about grandstanding. That was on Friday.
Well, you wanted a grandstand again today, but you didn't get the opportunity. There are two bets that are being made, apparently, Tony, and they're breaking the backs of sports books everywhere.
Uh-oh.
One of them is for people to bet on the money line against the Rockies. And this is like, you know, stealing money, and people are stealing the money. They're betting against the Rockies every night.
Shout out to the people winning. Good for y'all.
Yeah. I mean, you
take
know, you might
for
as well.
Everything you can.
Right. Keep doing it. Money line against the Rockies. I mean, they've lost 50 of 59 games. You don't need to get anything more sure than that. The other thing that the people are betting on, and I don't mean to be mean, I'm just reporting facts. People are betting everything they have whenever the Chicago Sky women's WNBA team plays. They're betting everything that Angel Reese will miss her first shot. And apparently they're cashing in. She's like in the 20s. Yeah, she can't. Angel can rebound, but her shooting touch has deserted her. And people are taking advantage of that. All right, with that said, tonight's first wager of the night, Miami Marlins -1.5 against the Rockies in Miami. Ooh. The Rockies are now up to 22 consecutive series that they've lost, going back to last year. I'll take the Marlins. I mean, until further notice, I see no reason not to. Tony, what do you want to do?
I'm taking the Marlins. They got the better team.
Yes, they do. Frank, you going to give a little love to the Rocks tonight?
Do we just for the jokes? Do we take the Rockies because it's a 1.5 and they
right,
lose,
they could
by,
lose
one
by one? They could lose by one. That's possible, but they will lose.
That'll make you look even smarter, buddy.
You gonna do it?
No, God, no. I'm taking tomorrow.
Okay. By the way, Rocky, since they fired Bud Black, now 2-17. So please tell me that was the problem.
Let's keep tabs.
Well, it's easy to keep tabs.
Yeah, the internet is already.
They are, right. They've won two and they've lost the rest. So, San Diego, San Francisco. That'd be Padres, Giants. 7.5 runs tonight. Up where you are, Tony. How's the weather in San Fran? It's always worth a question.
I'll give you a guess. How do you think it is?
Windy?
Yes.
Cold?
Windy. Chilly. Sun's out. It makes you think it's warm,
but it's not.
Beautiful. Yeah. Matter of fact, let me turn my computer around and see if I can show you the beauty.
All right, let me see. Wow, that's a great view. I will say that, Tony. That's beautiful.
Right, it gives all of the kind of feels of,
yes.
Oh, great day.
Can you
beautiful.
Turn it back around? Because when you brought it back, we just got the grimace on Dave Marcus's face. And I kind of like the view of San Francisco Bay better than the grimace there.
It is
there we
go.
Time. All right.
Beautiful very thing. I have my jacket. I have my beanie.
Yeah, you're ready.
I'm ready.
7.5 runs tonight.
What do you got? I think it's going to be under.
Under. Frank?
I'm going under as well, because Kolek's ERA is up at 4.11, but that was really just one bad start. Yeah. He's been incredible since. I'm going to go under also.
Under seems like the play here, but I say the Padres are just due. Like one of these games. I'm going to go over. Dodgers-Mets tonight. That's a good matchup in L.A.
Yes,
Frank will be locked into that, I'm sure, probably betting on the Dodgers.
I'll be locked into moving is what I'll be
All right, I'll let you have a chance, Frank. Dodgers -1.5. Are you betting against your own team again? Dodgers are favored with Dustin May on the mound against Paul Blackburn making a season debut for New York.
And that's the only reason why I would even consider it, but May has had issues. I'm taking the Mets.
Gotta take the Mets. Come on, Frank. Soto's heating up, Frank.
Blackburn's been good down at Syracuse. I'll take the Mets.
I'll take the Mets.
Lineups for that game are already out.
Did you just say Blackburn's been good down in Syracuse?
Yeah, he follows his team closer than most. Yeah, right. How
okay,
do you even
enough.
Know that?
I'm gonna take the Mets too on this.
All three on the Mets this time. All right, your guy Blackburn, 3.5 strikeouts in his season debut. Frank, I say under because I don't think he'll be in the game very long.
Yeah, I'm going under as well on that.
You jumped your turn, but that's okay. Tony,
sorry.
What do you want? 3.5 Ks.
It's gonna be under.
Under. We got a little French Open tennis going, guys. We've reached the quarterfinals, and
now we get some bets here.
Yes, and we have a pretty interesting match tomorrow. The number 2 seed, Carlos Alcaraz, against the American Tommy Paul.
in the quarterfinals. Paul is the 12th seed. He's a good player, but Alcaraz is a 2 seed and favored by 7.5 games. That's quite a few. If he wins 6-3, 6-3, 6-3, I guess that'd be 9. He'd get over, but that's hard to win like that. Tony, what do you want? 7.5 games.
Who's favorite?
Alcaraz is easily
favorite. Alcaraz is?
Yeah.
Give me Alcaraz.
Alcaraz. Tony, or I mean Frank, sorry.
Brock in the chat saying, I need to step out of my comfort zone. Well, I'm stepping way out of my comfort zone. I know next to nothing about tennis.
You're not a good tennis player?
I will go with Alcaraz as well, just because that's the one name I heard you say.
Well, he's good. But Tommy Paul's a really good American guy, and I'm gonna go USA there. All right, tonight in the college world, or the regionals, college baseball, you got a chance for a tremendous upset. I don't know that it'll happen. There's been a few, yes. Vanderbilt, yeah. Texas, 1 and 2 seeds have been knocked out. Tonight, LSU is the 6th seed. They're at home. They're playing Little Rock. Now, that is actually a team, Little Rock, Arkansas Little Rock. Yeah. Little Rock is under 500 this year. But if they win, Little Rock goes to the regionals and knocks LSU out. To that extent, LSU's favored by 5.5 runs. That's a lot for one game. Frank, what do you think? LSU, or are you taking the upstart Little Rock?
I'm going with the little team from Arkansas. Let's go with Little Rock.
What a guy. I'm not. LSU's going to... I mean, how much pitching can poor Little Rock have left by the end of a regional? I'll take LSU. 5.5 runs, Tony.
Feels like the year of the little guy.
You're going
with it,
huh?
Little Rock.
Little Rock. All right. And one more, the Women's College World Series. Texas, by the way, earlier today qualified for the championship round. Texas will face either Oklahoma or Texas Tech in the finals. And they play tonight. Oklahoma's got to win 2 games. It's a double elimination. Texas Tech only needs to win 1. But Oklahoma is the 4-time defending NCAA champion. So Oklahoma's favored in the first game by 1.5 runs.
And they don't have to win 1?
No, they have to win that one, and then they'd have to win another one after that. But we can only bet on the first one because we don't know that the second one will be played. But I will say Oklahoma wins at least the first game. I'll give the 1.5 runs. Tony, Texas Tech, Red
Raiders. Give me Texas Tech.
Guns up, says Tony.
Guns up, baby.
Yeah, I don't really like guns, but I do like the saying guns up. So
I'll take Texas Tech as well.
Wow, you guys are going against the national champ?
To win two games is
harder than
winning.
Well, they only have to win one here. You're not betting on them to win both. You're just betting on the one game. Still want Texas Tech?
Yeah, I'll still take Texas.
You got them. All right, there's our Daily Gambit today. North Carolina is about to advance. There's 6 elimination games in the baseball today. North Carolina leads Oklahoma 11-3 in the 9th inning. So it looks like the Tar Heels will advance. I think that's the team that both Tony and I picked to win it all.
I think it is, too. But we got to get the break. So
yeah.
When we come back, San Diego FC back on track against Austin FC. Had a nice little victory. We'll talk a little bit about it on the other side. More Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tony Gwynn Jr. sitting in gorgeous... Well, I don't know the name of it anymore. Oracle Park?
That is correct.
Yeah. They change them often, though.
They do. They do. In your defense, they definitely
yes,
change
Yes, I would
them
still
often.
Like, this is how I think of ballparks, but I still think they play in Candlestick Park, which
oh, yeah,
is
no,
a,
they,
that's
that,
a long
that's definitely
time ago.
Not the case anymore.
Yeah, but those were the fun old days before teams started to make money that they don't really need by selling the names of their ballparks. So, good for those teams. Giants and Padres tonight with Logan Webb. Always good against the Padres. Always good in Oracle Park. I think he's got an ERA under 2.5 there at home this year. So
yeah,
Padres will have their work cut out for them. And we're still awaiting the Padres lineup. The Giants lineup has been released.
Oh, and, it has indeed.
Yes. Ramos is the new leadoff guy, Helio Ramos, who's been hot of late. And Jung-Hoo Lee, Wilmer Flores. Flores is having a great year. I wonder if he'll sneak on the All-Star team based on, you know, his first half. And Chapman and Yaz and Adamas. Anyway, that's pretty much what Stephen Kolick will be looking at tonight. Still waiting on a Padre lineup. SDFC wins again. Going right back to work, Frank, after their five-game unbeaten streak had been snapped in a loss to the Seattle Sounders. They bounced back with a 2-0 victory over Austin FC. They're now 9-5 with three draws. They're sitting in second place.
Yeah,
I like it. I mean, this is really good for... I know people are saying, you know, an expansion, you know, in the soccer. St. Louis did it a few years ago. Doesn't matter to me. You're still doing this as an expansion franchise. That means you've made a lot of really smart decisions all the way around. And yeah. I really like their coach. Mikey Veras has been...
He seems like the perfect coach yes. for San Diego.
I agree. You know? We had him on before the season... Now we got to work on it. Do we have a producer of the show anymore? Or is he out? Where'd he go? Where's that guy? Maybe we can work on getting Mikey Veras back on the show. I'd like to catch up with Mikey.
It might be a good idea before he's too popular to,
yes,
to get back
right.
on here.
That's right.
You know
he
what I'm
may
saying?
Tell
they keep winning like this.
Yes, he may
it's
tell
be
us
tough to
take
get him
a
hike.
Yeah, but really good. And the thing that Frank was excited about, and I think it's fair to say, Padres are home while SDFC's playing this game. Still 27,000
yeah, man.
Down there at the match. These soccer fans have been showing out. There's no – can't argue with that. They're
man,
there.
Soccer, we've always known soccer was big here. I think it has substantially grown when that conversation first started, which was when they were building Snapdragon. And I think – it's only grown since that point. The Wave success early, I think, has helped with that. And then again, if San Diego FC keeps this up, this will be the second time an expansion soccer team has come here in San Diego and had a terrific first season to kind of set the stage for what you hope is a consistent fan base moving forward. Because that's such a good point, Frank. You know, Padres playing, that's the hottest ticket in town. There's no question about that.
And
but to have 27,000 people show up, that speaks highly of what SDFC has done.
Yeah, and the last time that they both were conflicting, the Padres were here and San Diego FC were here, that place was empty. Like, there was next to nobody.
Oh, really?
There.
I did not know that.
Which was,
I thought they've drawn well every game.
That was the only game.
Oh, that was the one exception.
That was the one exception. They have not drawn, and it makes total sense. Baseball town, there's so much baseball, especially here on this station, that you have, I mean, you have that ability to kind of get lost as the Padres are here. That's the more attractive thing compared to the new thing at Snapdragon, which is still a pain in the neck to get into and out of.
But, Snapdragon?
Yeah.
You can park it where I live, Frank. I'll shuttle you down there.
That would be amazing.
We're close to
Snapdragon
there.
But to see 27,000 strong.
Yeah, good for them.
Against Austin FC, which is neither here nor there. They're also a new team.
The point being, Austin FC is not the draw here.
No.
Nobody's going in because the recognizable opponent name.
No, right, exactly. Right, and it's San Diego FC, and I think it's something that brings up a point that if the Padres kind of fall into a lull this summer where they start struggling, playing 500 baseball, that could be the perfect opportunity for San Diego FC to get some eyes.
Don't bring that up.
Oh, no, I'm just saying that could be the perfect opportunity to get some eyes for San Diego FC and pack that place out on a routine, normal basis.
But I think that they're getting a lot of eyes.
Guys that would normally watch.
Are they not? Do you think it's the same 27,000 people are going, or do you think everybody's experiencing this now?
No, and that's what I'm saying.
I get the feel that they are. People are going, you know, want to see what it's about.
I'm saying if the Padres do end up falling into some sort of a slump, that could make people go on a Saturday night. You know, I was going to go to the Padre game. Maybe I'll go to Snapdragon instead.
We'll see. I think I'm not sure that they're there yet. Where the Padres could go into a little bit of a slump and people would all of a sudden not want to go to that thing. Remember, Petco has been like a venue that everybody was going to even before the team was as good as they are now. And so I think we'll see. They're certainly off to a great start, and you know that's all that I think ultimately that matters. Having another team, professional team here in San Diego, especially at the MLS level, doing well—that's awesome.
Yeah, Mikey Veras, Coach of the Year for sure. Without even looking at the rest of the coaches,
I was about to say, do you know who the other candidates are?
No, but I mean, you're the expansion team, and you're in second place, 2 points out. That's enough to win Coach of the Year right there. I would think.
Tough to argue against it for sure.
Well, you would say theoretically they're 8 points out because Vancouver.
Out of here, Frank.
Vancouver has 2 games in hand. That's theoretically 6 more
it's
points.
Not
so
theoretically
it's 8.
Anything. And here's the first of all, they haven't won those games. Secondly, the championship of the West still runs through Snapdragon Stadium because Vancouver's got to come here next month, and Tony Gwynn Jr. is making plans to go to the match.
And that's another thing too. Saturday is going to be your last chance to see them at Snapdragon Stadium for a while. Because they're playing 3 road games this month. They're playing America on Saturday. Then it's 3 road games, and they're back here for the first time on July 5th.
All right. Thank you, Frank, for the soccer update. Your check is in the mail. More Gwen and Chris coming up with, back to some Padre talk. Because we have pen pals, and you have questions. We'll try to answer when Gwen and Chris resumes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Padres have released their lineup, and it looks like this today. Toddy, Arraez, Machado, Merrill, Bogarts, Cronenworth, Wade, Iglesias, Diaz for the Pods.
Shout out to Diaz. Really good big pitch hit yesterday that they needed.
For sure.
You know, two on, you're still down by two at that time.
After he fell behind, too.
And he fell behind 0-2, I think, or 1-2 at least, yeah. That was a big hit, kind of triggered that inning. And, you know, Padres, that was a timely hit from Diaz. The other note on the lineup, you probably noticed Gavin Sheets is not in it. We didn't expect him to be, but he is on the trip. So he will not be in there tonight. Maybe he could pinch hit. I doubt it, though. Sounded like, according to
we'll hear from Mike Shield at I think, 4:30-ish,
4:15, 4:30. Yeah, we'll get the update a little bit. But he keeps telling us that even though the concussion protocol, I think he's past all of that. It's mostly, you know, hip, elbow, chin, knee. Anyway, he hit a lot of different body parts.
All of that doesn't feel good today.
No, just think though that the NFL, there's collisions like that on every play.
That's
and these guys keep playing. It's incredible.
Right.
You know? So, anyway. Thanks to you, Gavin, for giving it a shot out there.
Let's get to some Daily Gambit. We need to check some traffic first.
We have a little traffic. I think we have a pen pal.
Yeah, we do have traffic. We did the Daily Gambit already.
Yep.
Did I say Daily Gambit? I meant Padres pen pal. Sorry.
Yes, it was just a...
So we'll hit traffic right now.
It was an honest mistake, Frank.
Oh, absolutely it was.
Sure, yeah, Frank. I don't know. Be pretty critical over there.
Jog on, both of you.
It's time to ask the experts, Padres fans.
I was hoping maybe you can bring a little insight into it.
Write us, tweet us, Facebook us, send a carrier pigeon for Chris. He thinks they're cute. Aww. Padres Pen Pals begins...
Hurt the pelota big time.
Now on 97.3 The Fan.
Full disclosure here, this is the first time I've ever done Padres Pen Pals.
Well, you're doing well. Good start.
So it's off to a good start. Don't mess it up.
It's a fantastic bet. I have not heard that. I didn't know you thought that about carrier pigeons. That's really nice.
You know, he didn't check with me on that. Before you get to the Pen Pals, just a quick interesting story that's going with the Seattle number 51. Have you seen this?
Yes.
Tony, did you see this? Is it in the Big Five?
No.
I don't want to.
No,
go
it's not okay. In the Big Five.
Randy Johnson's number is going to be retired by the Mariners. Yeah. Finally, yeah. Right? I don't know, 30 years after he pitched a no-hitter there. And
way too long.
Well, after his career is over. The interesting thing, is that he retired from the, or left the Mariners in 98. So, yeah, we're looking at almost 30 years since they retired his number. But in between, another pretty good player wore number 51 for the Mariners for 11 years, that being Ichiro. So I don't know exactly what they're doing here. I think they're retiring the number for Randy Johnson, but Ichiro should be just about the same mention, should he not? It's weird. I don't know. Just something I thought of. Maybe I'm the only one that cares about numbers.
I mean, I don't think nobody probably has picked up on that that's actually happening. It's probably why they're not talking about it. I know I hadn't. I would surmise that when Ichiro's time to be retired, they will retire 51 again. I would assume.
Just like 51 covers. Okay, retire it twice.
I mean, Randy was there. They made the decision to retire him. So, yeah, they're going to have to retire twice.
I guess it's not the only team. Seven other numbers have been retired twice.
Okay. There you go.
So, all right.
So, Randy will get it in 2025, and Ichiro will get it retired again in whenever that is, that date they decide.
This is just a suggestion. Could they have a co-ceremony? Do they not? Why not?
I think retire it once.
Well, it can't really do Ichiro's yet, right? I mean, I guess they could. He's about to go into the Hall of Fame. I mean, did it usually done? I don't know. It's just a problem I didn't know that we had until right now.
It's a big problem. This is right up there, you know.
But it's 5 years for you to get is before you're eligible after you retire to be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Usually numbers get retired like long after their career is done. Usually. I'm not saying that there aren't cases where it's done. I don't know. This is the first time in a while, I know that it's a deal.
Go ahead, Frank. Sorry to interrupt the beginning of Padre Pen Pals.
No, you're fine. I have five questions here.
All right, let's hit them.
We have heard about the recent struggles on and off the field that Fernando Tatis Jr. has had recently. Fernando is only hitting .214 in his last 30 games. That was as of Saturday, I believe. And we've seen and heard about how he hasn't felt like himself off the field. He's earned the right to be able to play his way out of this funk. But, Tony, when will it be time to officially really start worrying about Fernando?
First of all, what is it that he's going through off the field?
Yeah, you said off the field.
The way he was sitting in the clubhouse, the way he said he hasn't felt like himself when he's playing, and just the energy hasn't seemed to have been there for him.
That's all Fugazi. That's not a real
Fugazi thing. Frank. Fugazi. Yeah.
In terms of when we should, I so love the body language experts out there. Those are like my new favorite people. Those are my new friends, the body language experts. I would say that. Here's the deal. Even if it is like, you know, he continues to do this, is there a point that you say, all right, take him out of the lineup, put so-and-so in?
I think he's earned that right to stay in. He's earned the right to play out of it.
My point is, I don't even, when they ask the question, when is it time to worry? I mean, my answer would be, even when it's time to worry, he's still going to be run out there every day or as long as he's healthy. So, yeah, you know. When you should start worrying, I don't know. He's still, you know, hitting .265. He got 13 homers, 28 RBIs. I don't know. I don't know the answer to when you start to worry. Maybe, I guess if we're going to have my answer, give you an answer, like after the All-Star break.
Chris?
Yeah. I got to totally agree with Tony here. This is it's a question that a fan would ask. But it's a ridiculous question, because he could go 0 for his next 50, I think, and I'm pretty sure he's going to be in right field. Like, he's the right fielder, and that's not going to change. And so, he's not going to go 0 for 50. He's struggling, you know, but a .214 month is not unheard of in Major League Baseball for any hitter, you know, excluding maybe the likes of Tony's dad. Everybody hits 200 for a month. Not a big deal. So So, yeah, get over it out there, people.
Not 214, 214.
No, I said 214.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
But I said 214 for a month, right?
We've moved on from the subject, but I got a text from a friend of the show, John Howard.
Okay.
He said, I'm not positive, but I believe 28 in football for the San Diego State Aztecs is also both retired for Marshall Faulk and for Willie Buchanan.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, thank you, John Howard.
There it is. Boom.
Well, there goes. All right.
Back to our yeah. other.
No, I'm
argument
glad
here.
Glad we ducked that in. Yeah, this is a non-issue question. Fernando's not going anywhere. No
yeah,
matter
it's
what
not
happens.
Like he is. I don't know. Like that's a question you can ask about like Gavin, right? Mm. Like if he starts to struggle and it gets long, like how long? Like cool, that's the one that you can have. Like, but Toddy, he's like Manny or like Jackson. They could probably struggle the whole season. They're going to be run out there every day.
And he's absolutely earned that right.
For sure.
All right, we've seen a lot of turnover in the Padres' bullpen lately, whether it's because of guys not playing well or getting them out to get fresh arms in. We're finally starting to get into divisional play, and this is the worst the bullpen has looked the entire season. Do you think the bullpen can get it righted for this upcoming stretch, Chris?
Yes. They got it righted yesterday at 5 1/3 shutties. You know, look, the back end of the bullpen has not been that responsible
no.
for the struggles.
No.
Suarez has been lights out, all except for the one game. And, I mean, come on, you got to give everybody one game. Jason Adams been everything you could want except for one game. You know, Estrada and Mordejon, seventh inning combo. Maybe not as automatic, but still pretty good. You know, Peralta, Matsui, you know, those are the guys that have struggled a little. So, to me, your bullpen, what I want is a lead in the fifth, sixth inning, and I want to feel like I'm going to win the game. And I still feel that way with the Padre bullpen. There's no guarantee, but yeah, I think their bullpen's fine.
Tell
the
me.
Numbers don't say it, though. Agreed with that.
Yes, of course they can get it back. They've already got it. I mean, I think you guys kind of pointed it out already. They had a rough stretch. Everybody had a rough stretch or had at least one little bad, you know, blip in the radar in that one beginning stretch of May. And then after that, the bullpen issues have been really, you know, the guys before the back end of the
yeah.
bullpen. And so, I think they'll be fine. I think a guy like David Morgan is going to get more opportunity because, you know, you want to take the load off of those back-end guys. He seems to have the kind of stuff that can, you know, be able to buy some innings for
and he throws 99 miles an hour.
Bragley is another arm guy is going to get some opportunity. So, listen, it wasn't that long ago Jeremiah Estrada was kind of a no-name, and then all of a sudden you're like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he went from, like, mop-up to, like, fifth, sixth, now seventh inning in terms of the type of high-leverage inning he's pitching. So my point is you need to see these other guys. That's the whole point. You're going to have to create someone, find out who's going to be capable of stepping in those roles, and this is a great opportunity for them.
All right.
Bullpen's still a strength of this team. Let's make no mistake.
I agree as well.
All right.
Michael King's injury definitely hurts the Padres in the immediate, but could it help them in the long run? With King having injuries in his recent past and his contract coming up this season, Tony, is there a chance that this could drop his price not only to make him more affordable, but make it more affordable to sign him and Dylan Cease this offseason?
I don't think so, unfortunately. I think... because that'll all depend on what everybody else is offering out there, right? I mean, if
it only takes one team to offer him
right,
a lot of
and
money,
all of a sudden the price is where it is, and so, and plus, I think he's going to come back and he's going to pitch well anyway, so it's all going to be a moot point. But even if it does have an impact in terms of him getting back and pitching well, I don't know that it's going to have an impact when it comes to actual being a free agent. He's done enough in the time that he has been given to show that it would be worth it. Now, they've already told us there was nothing structural. So it wouldn't be like they would look at him and be like, oh, man, you know, we don't know about this. So I think this, yeah, I don't think it's going to work against him. I don't.
Chris?
Yeah. And you know what kind of, this letter irks me just a little. Because there are people out there that are like, oh, good. Michael King's hurt. We'll have a better chance to sign him next year. Like, right. Really? That's what you're thinking about? I'm thinking about getting him in and starting to pitch shutouts again. We, you know, this is now. But a lot of people seem to play the game for next year already. It's June 2nd. Let's try to do something this year.
Fans will be fans.
I know they will, but I'm trying to get them focused.
Manny Machado has had an incredible year so far. He's still making things look easy in the field and has hit over 300 all season. He hasn't had the power numbers that we hoped for, but he is still contributing in big ways where others aren't. Chris, if he stays reasonably healthy and the Padres make the playoffs, could 2025 be an MVP year for Manny Machado?
Look, he's finished second in his career. He's finished third. He's finished fourth. He's finished fifth. You know?
It's only one more place to go.
Right. But I would say right now he's not one of the top candidates. That's just, you know, because the power number. If you don't have 37 home runs, they're not going to even think about you, no matter, or regardless of how valuable we know he is to this team. So I'd say right now it's a long shot. Unless he, you know, goes crazy Manny the second half.
Tony?
I'm trying to go back and find out. Because if I'm not mistaken, Manny is on the same pace for homers this year last year.
It's been more or less, yeah, he is. They've looked down, but they really shot up in the second half of the year.
That's typically how his years go. I would say that, I think, you know, typically for Manny, he starts to make his run in like July, August. That's when he makes his move in terms of whether the year he finished second, the year he finished second, the year he finished third. Those were all runs in like the summer months where he was like unbelievably hot. And so the fact that he has started off so well, which is something typically Manny does not do. He does not start this well offensively. If he keeps up his same deal come July, August, yeah, we're going to be talking about that, him being in that conversation for sure.
By the way, just a few more feet and we could have got our first Grand Slam of the year yesterday. I know one person who thought it was Luis Arraez on second base. Did you see when the ball was hit, Tony? I don't know if you caught it. Arraez was on second base when that ball was hit by Manny to the
warning
track.
I didn't notice it.
Rise both hands in the air, just like, yes! Didn't quite make it, but he thought it was gone, short. I'm pretty sure, when it was hit, yeah.
Now, I haven't watched every single game. Have they hit a three-run home run yet
three.
This year?
They have hit three. But okay. Still no grand slams.
All right, really quick, left field and catcher have been two big problems for the Padres this season. Ethan Salas waiting in the wings makes the catcher situation a little bit easier to take, but there is nothing in left field, either via trade or free agency, disregarding Duran. Who do you think is an affordable option for the Padres in left field that makes sense, Tony?
I think Andrew McCutchen could play left field for the Padres.
I thought about you when he slugged a couple of homers this week.
For that short little period of time, I think he could do it. I really do. And I think his bat is good enough. I think he's kind of like a perfect fit in that Padre lineup. Assuming he can play left.
Chris?
I'm with you, Frank, but I'm also with Tony. I like
physically
it.
And spiritually.
Yes, I'm with you, Frank, no matter what.
I think that one won't cost you as much either to get him.
The Pirates may not even know he's gone. I mean, you know, the Pirates, they don't pay too close of attention over there. So
they don't seem to pay close attention at all.
Not so much.
They might just be able to just take him, have him put on, hey, come put on our uniform. You'd be
as
good.
A matter of fact, he should have just flown with the team to San Francisco last night. They were out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.